Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's check in this morning with Caleb Silver. He is editor-in-chief at Investopedia. We're all anxiously awaiting the April jobs report, which is coming out right now. Have you had a chance to peek at this in the last few seconds, Caleb?
I am refreshing the Department of Labor's BLS.gov site like a crazy man here. Those numbers are expected to drop any moment. We're expecting at least 1 million jobs to have been added in the month. Payroll employment rises by 266,000. That was not what we were expecting. We were expecting a much bigger number. Only 266,000 jobs added, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We were expecting about 1 million. The unemployment rate was little changed at 6.1%. That was not what we were expecting earlier. So this is a much softer report that tells you that the hiring was not as aggressive as we hoped it would be in the past month as the economy reopened. I'm going to dig through the report here a little bit, but that's nothing but a disappointing number, at least at first glance. So that's what I got for you at the top.
Caleb, it's disappointing if you're just looking at the number versus what might have been expected. But at the same time, I'm kind of hearing this, and you can't be too surprised given all the reports over the past couple of months on the trouble that many businesses, especially restaurants and other smaller businesses, are finding in hiring people.
Yeah, you have this push-pull where we know that the economies are reopening. We know that folks would like to get back to work, but companies say they can't find enough qualified workers. And whether that's in the high-skilled, high-trade industries, or whether that's in, you know, the lower-skilled industries and the fast food and services part of the economy, either they're not paying enough to get workers back to work, or they can't find enough good workers on the higher end and some of the other industries. So it is a push-pull there. The fact that the miss was so big, though, tells you that companies aren't ready to bring back their labor forces either, because they don't see that demand, or they're worried that there's going to be some other incident that they're going to have to close down their businesses for a period of time. I think it's more the former. They're not totally convinced that demand is back, and we're going to have to see what happens there. But the suffering in the economy, in the labor department of the economy, was in the services sector. That's hotels, that's restaurants, that's bars and salons. That's where we've seen the softness in the economy, is that part of that part is slow to come back.
You know, Caleb, for a lot of workers who are sitting on the sidelines, you know, they aren't coming off because unemployment is giving them probably more than they would have gotten otherwise. When is that ending?
That is ending for some at the end of August, according to the Biden administration's latest stimulus plan. So you have a little timetable where you know you're going to be able to collect that money until the end of the summer in some cases. And some folks are earning as much as $750 a week in unemployment checks. So it's good money. You know, it's hard to convince them to come off of that when they can't get a job that pays them more than that, or they don't see the path to a better career. And that's part of the issue with this recovery, is that it's been uneven, and it's been uneven for folks at the bottom who were the first to get laid off, who are also the ones who are having the hardest time getting back into the labor market.
Futures were up before this news. What are you expecting the reaction to be on Wall Street?
Well, they're plummeting right now. They were up there. The Dow was at record highs yesterday. So futures are starting to drop down as they feel that the economy is not as strong as many folks would have hoped. Of course, the economy and the stock market are separated. They've been separated and going different directions for the past year. But the latest surge in the stock market has really been around industrials, has been around manufacturing companies, sort of the physical part of the stock market, not the technology stay-at-home stocks. So that might get a little bit softer, and we're starting to see Dow futures go negative as we head to the market open here in about an hour.
Elon Musk is hosting Saturday Night Live. What's going to happen to my Dogecoin? Is this good news?
Who could tell you? Dude, Elon Musk is one of the big champions of Dogecoin, which is that joke of a cryptocurrency started by developers in 2013, named after the Shiba Inu dog. And you really can't do anything with it except trade it back and forth with your friends or buy souvenirs and pizza at a Dallas Mavericks game. I know that doesn't help you up in Buffalo right now, but it probably will make that coin pop. But I wouldn't hold on to that for too long. That thing is hot to drink.
All right. Sounds good. Good advice. Thanks, Caleb. That's Caleb Silver joining us live as those unemployment numbers coming in, and not exactly, I mean, you heard his reaction when he saw that.
Yeah, disappointing number.
Yeah, the U.S. economy recovering over 260,000 jobs in April, but economists were forecasting about 1 million jobs added. So this missing that mark big time.